Our locker room chats here continue across the MSC Sports Radio Network as we are getting you set for high school football. Week number one coming your way on Friday night. Now an opportunity to talk with Centralia Panthers football coach. That is Roger Holthouse. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply. And also want to thank Community Healthcare System as well, making it possible to bring you the voice of the Panthers each and every week. Coach, well, again, appreciate the time here as we get going in 2024. 8-2 last year. Certainly some excitement, as always, around the community going into a new year. Let's talk about just your final kind of recap of last year. Again, 8-2. You know, you dealt with some injuries at times to some key positions, but how would you just kind of assess how last year went going 8-2?
I think last year the kids played hard. We was undersized in some games, and I thought our kids, played their tails off, and they did what they had to do. We just ran into the end of the year with a very good JCN team that had it going on, and so I was very proud of them. I was proud of their effort. I was proud of them going to work every day, and I think they gave the best effort they could possibly give.
Give us a sense of the off season, you know, the numbers for the weight room and everything like that, the camps and such. Do you feel like the numbers turned out very well for you in the preparation in general, kind of leading up to this week one prep?
I think the attendance in the summertime was great. We keep track, and we had, I think, 20 of the 28 kids we have, I think 22 are 100%ers. A couple kids had some things they had to do, so they missed one. So, summer camp was great. I think it goes back, Brandon, way back to, last January, February. I had a group of seniors that were in there during school and worked their tails off and stayed in there and were in there some after school. So I think they've done a good job of leading this, team so far. And, camp was good. We had a good jamboree, last week at Seneca, and so I'm very pleased with the direction the football team's headed into.
You enter year number three, leading the program. You know, when you look at the roster construction here for 2024 compared to your first 2 years, what's maybe something that stands out, anything different, or anything that stands out in that regard to maybe you have to adjust with how the roster's constructed maybe in years past?
It's pretty much how he's, the same thing as, we've done put a couple new things in because Classic had this in for years. We're kind of running the same stuff. We tweaked some stuff here. I tweaked some stuff here and there that I thought was a little better for our kids anyway. And, but other than that, Brandon still comes down to you got to tackle, you got to block, and you can't turn the thing over. So, that's what we really emphasize on during practice.
Couple of road games to start the year for Centralia. It starts at week one on Friday at Valley Heights. We will talk about that after a timeout here on KMZA. We continue our conversation with Centralia football coach Roger Holthouse. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. Week one of high school football is upon us. Super excited to bring you the coverage here in 2024. And coach, how about this one? You start at Valley Heights. Last year's game was an absolute thriller to kick off 2023. You guys were able to pull out that one by 2 points. Now you get a tough test with them again. I'm sure they're hungry to get back on the field, especially with how the game played out a year ago. What's the prep been like for Valley Heights, and what's kind of the expectation for game one?
We've had a very good week to this point of practice. It's just different team, different year, so we just got to approach it that way. The Valley Heights is very good. They got a couple backs that are very, very good, and they're going to be a handful, and Cody does a tremendous job of coaching them up, and so we're looking for a great game Friday night. And again, it comes down if we can tackle, we can block, and don't turn it over. I think it'll be a decent night for us.
I'll ask you this: on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most, I guess I would say, how much does last year's film of that game play a factor in the preparation for this week?
Oh, a 10.
Okay.
No doubt.
Okay.
We're the same. We run the same stuff. He's going to run the same stuff. So, they'll tweak a little bit here and there according to our teams. But It's time we go back and they did a great job against us last year. We had a couple plays, big plays, that got us a lead, but, they probably outplayed us for most of the game. So it was huge. It's huge for us. We're still looking at it, still watching it. So it's huge. So it's 10.
Fair enough. Coach, one final thing before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always. Just give us a few keys to the game to start the year 1-0.
Okay. I'll say this. We got a block, we got a tackle, and we can't turn the thing over. You do those three key parts into, for us anyway. We got to do those three things are fundamental. They got to be sound. If we don't do one of those, we're probably going to get beat Friday night.
Well, there it is. Centralia football coach Roger Holthaus joining us again, year number three at the helm, and a tough one here to start 2024. They go on the road at Valley Heights in what was a great game last year. I would expect maybe something close to the same here in 2024. But, Coach, again, appreciate the time as always. We're off and running here in week number one. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.